WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are, these are the good times. Bye week, Orioles waiting on them doing something. I'm talking a lot of stadium stuff around here this week. And during the bye week, we're going to be doing the Maryland twice, not three times, but four times this week. On Wednesday, we begin by giving away the Raven scratch-offs at Coco's Pub. We're going to be in Lauraville. My co-host is going to be Mike Rosigliano. He lives in the neighborhood, so he's my official Coco's co-host. Ron Cassie's also going to join us from Baltimore Magazine. On Thursday, we move to the BMA. We're going to be down at Gertrude's at the BMA, right near Hopkins. Going to get cultured, also going to get a crab cake that's legendary. Dan Rodericks, who's also legendary, one of my mentors, is going to be joining us discussing his plays and discussing Baltimore as well. And on Friday, we move out of Baltimore, up to the farm, as they say. We're going to Cecil County, up to Perryville and the Hollywood Casino. We'll be doing the show there from the sports bar with former Maryland Stadium Authority Chairman Tom Kelso. You will hear him on the air this week. You've seen him at Baltimore Positive. Please take this information seriously. I come to you with leadership, with smart people, with wise conversations. Tom Kelso on Friday, all of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. Can't do it without sponsors. I don't know where my crab claw is. I'll find it. I did find my Raskin Global shirt. Leonard Raskin is wiping the sleep out of his eyes. He is wiping the pumpkin pie off of his bib. He is wiping Buckeye tears off of his plate at this. Leonard, it was quite a weekend for I think anybody who loves football and loves food and loves family and loves Thanksgiving. I mean, just beginning at lunchtime on Thursday all the way through. You like hockey, too, and you had the Buckeyes in Michigan. I mean, what a sports weekend. It was crazy.
There was a lot of sports going on, and the boy was not happy about most of it. The boy is not as avid a fan as his father, so he was working on schoolwork while he was here, but
finals are coming up, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, three weeks away.
Okay.
He's had enough. He had enough.
I went
hockey
to college for 6 years.
the best 3 years of your life for 6 years. the Ohio State, that team up north game did not go the way we hoped. Sadly, their quarterback threw two interceptions, one on the first series of the game. One in the last series of the game, and some kooky, seems to be everywhere, kooky officiating rules the day in lots of football, lots of college football, lots of pro football. Really,
that's
bizarre.
Why I'm going to Hollywood Casino and gambling on Friday, because it's kooky, right?
You like know, literally, there's lots of bizarre out there.
You're better off with blackjack. I'm telling you, man. If you know, like,
well,
you're
I'm not betting. You know, I'm not betting these games, so that's just not me. But wow. There was a lot of strange calls going on in the game, and the team up north won the game, which made for a fine weekend for the Harbaugh boys. You know, it reminds me, it's kind of funny. After the game, all the social media, everything out there, social media wants Ryan Day fired. He's now gone 3 years in a row, undefeated, except losses to that team up north each year.
Well, Ohio State owned Michigan for 20 years. That's how Harbaugh got the job, right?
Yes.
Harbaugh replaced five guys. Moeller, just go down the list.
Yeah,
you know, all the years of all the guys that they fired.
They won like 3 out of 18.
Right.
Or 3 out of 20. And then
this is the Auburn-Alabama thing too, right?
Right.
Like,
now so, 3 in a row.
For all and of so, those rivalry games, Mississippi, the Egg Bowl.
Yep.
Like, you know, Georgia, this, Florida is that way.
This is
right?
So big. Florida State. Yeah. So this game is so big that after he lost one, they wanted him fired. Then after two, for sure. And now, oh boy, the screams, the cries, the quarterback stinks. Day stinks. He can't coach the big game. They win every game except the one that matters. Except, you know, they beat him 3 years ago and they win. They go to the championship and the semifinals and the national finals, but that's not good enough. These people want perfection. They demand perfection. And what's really funny, you know, I'm not doing any research. I can tell you, I'm not spending one second doing research, but I guarantee you every one of these fans that are calling for the coach's head have surely made a mistake at their job at one point or another that cost their company money, or didn't produce the results that some boss wanted, and they were probably not summarily fired the next day they made the mistake. But in these days of college football and fandom and social media, there is no let up. This poor kid, this poor quarterback, this is his first year. I mean, he's a junior, but he never played. CJ Stroud was the quarterback the last 2 years. So this kid's never played. This is his first season. All he did was go 11-0. He beat Notre Dame. He beat Penn State. But he did not beat that team up north, and they want him to transfer. They want him to get out of the school and leave. The kid's like, what, 19?
See, this is why I don't 19? Take phone calls anymore, Leonard. This is why it doesn't benefit me. When I went to my partner's 10 years ago, I'm saying, I'm just done doing this sort of conversation after watching my wife almost die twice. Like, I can't have... I told Wise Markets when they sponsored me, just like you, I'm like, I can't have stupid conversations. I can't be a party to stupid conversations. But right. Let me just say this on college football, because I want to give a shout out to my childhood friend, John Keller. I had Stan Jablonski on the show a couple weeks ago. If Hells ever gets back here for a crab cake tour in December, gets in here, I'll get him on the show. But John Keller's a buddy of mine, and he lives in Arkansas. He's a Baltimore guy. He's lived there for 25 years. He runs the Clinton Library. He's on the other side of the political spectrum for you, but has done this, you know, for 25 years. He left here the week the Ravens won the Super Bowl. He left here, and he went, and I went to college games with him. I remember going to Maryland NC State game at Memorial Stadium when the Colts had left town and the Terps played one game. He played Clemson up here. I remember going to a Navy Notre Dame game with him at Memorial Stadium. So I'll just say this. He came on like Saturday night and tweeted out. He's like, I can't believe people don't watch college football, that people are being cheated out of this.
It's fantastic.
Like, you love it in a way that it's because really your great. Kid goes to Ohio State.
But it's
there.
Just a great thing. These kids
I think it's
are...
different when you're a Maryland guy, Leonard. You know this. Maryland's played 5 big games in 55 years and lost 4 of them. Like, literally, like, if you're a Maryland fan, you've had no chance to really sell, even when you got to the friggin' Orange Bowl, which we did 20 years
championship
ago.
Championship is not in the Maryland vocabulary.
Yeah,
but
it's
championship
just not,
is the
you know?
Only thing in Ohio State vocabulary. The only thing they'll accept is Final Four and championship. And of course, he lost to Georgia in the semifinals. He lost to Alabama in the finals. And now he's lost to that team up north. He had one loss in 3 years to Oregon in the regular season. And other than Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, he's had one loss in 4 years, and they want him gone. You talk about job performance metrics. Boy, yeah. if you had to operate a company with that pressure, I don't know how you go to work. The guy's clearly, I mean, his heart's got to be ready to explode. But I don't know what the school's going to do.
How much
will
the state of Ohio and the citizens and alums like your son owe Ryan Day if they execute him? I mean, the Texas A&M contract with Fisher was unbelievable, right?
Well, yeah, he got $75 million to leave. He had one good year, three losing seasons, three seasons not ending the season ranked in the top 25.
Well, this is like Billick going 13-3 and getting fired the next year. And Billick's like, Bishotti really hated me. And I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, he owed me $20 million. He paid me $20 million.
Right, to go away.
That's how much he hated me, literally.
Well, in A&M, Fisher got $75 million to go. And like the weekend, the Monday after, Boosters wrote $100 million in checks to pay him off so that the school could get somebody else. And now they did. They got some other guy. They got the guy from Duke.
Leonard, let's do the Phil Donahue show here for a minute and say, are we taking sports too seriously?
Oh, people are nuts. People are nuts. I mean, my God. And you know what's worse? This is the difference, again, between the college game and the pro game. These kids are 18, 19, 17,
but they're getting
21.
Paid now. And they get paid more if they transfer to
some of them. Right. only the big ones, the big guys, the super studs. You know, and now the talk in Ohio is whether or not Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to come back. Come back. He's going to make a fortune being like the second or first or third pick, depending upon what team drafts in what order, why is he coming back? There's no way he's coming back. He's going right into the NFL after the four other wide receivers that are amazing out of Ohio State. He ain't coming back.
Can I ask you, what bowl can Ohio State go to now? Like, where are we on their bowl?
They could go to the Orange Bowl. Certainly decent. They could go. I don't know if they can go. They can't go to the Rose Bowl. Well, they could. Here's what could happen. So the Big Ten champion goes to the Rose Bowl usually, except when they're 13-0, and if it's Michigan, because they should slaughter Iowa. You know, that's like a no-brainer there. So assuming they slaughter Iowa and get into the playoff, the Rose Bowl can take Iowa as the loser of the championship, or they can take Ohio State. So Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, you know, somebody
bowl, not the bowls, big bowl,
the toilet bowl. Some of these bowls are ridiculous, but anyway, somebody wrote, which was very profound on social media, that if you don't think these bowl games matter to these kids, just ask. And they had a whole list of players for the team over the last 10 years, 12 years, that went to bowl games that were not the national championship semifinal or final games and had breakout games. And, you know, these kids get memories for life. But again, blows my mind that when you're 17 to 21, you're expected to perform at a level that is just unattainable perfection. And if you don't, you're a nothing. You're a has-been. You're a loser. I mean, my God, what does that do to a kid?
And Harbaugh won the game and he wasn't even there.
Yeah, and that's the other part. He lost to an interim head coach. So what? The guy made a couple good play calls. The team had to play the game, and they played tremendously. It was a great game. If you watched it, it was a great
game. Environment in the Big House. It just all weekend long.
Great game.
In Detroit with kickoff and going through the evening in Seattle.
And how about
then even Friday, the Jets, game?
Did you watch Alabama Auburn? Did you see that nonsense? The
Crazy.
End of that nonsense?
I got people on both sides of that fight, too.
Fourth,
I know
fourth
Auburn
and 100,
people, and I know Alabama people.
Fourth and 100. They rush two. He throws a bomb to the end zone, and the guy's uncovered effectively and wins the game with no time left. I mean, what a ridiculous Nick Saban. I think he had that Aflac duck rushing or something.
Letter Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He usually gives me the crab mallet. You can find him at Raskin Global, and he, of course, is always there to kind of help you through financial issues. You got questions on insurance, questions on saving money, always there with great wisdom as well. We didn't get to the Ravens game. I wanted to give you some options. I don't talk a lot of college here. I had a really nice segment with Clayton Schroeder, who has a Boston basketball book that has a lot of Gary Williams in it and a lot of like Reggie Lewis and Baltimore. So I haven't done a lot of college stuff. So I'm doing a little college basketball this week, a little college football, but clearly Ravens on the brain here, right?
Ohio
you
State,
got Ravens on the
Ohio
brain.
Ohio
well.
State won a little silly tournament basketball over the weekend. They beat, this is wild, they beat Alabama down in Florida. Alabama 17th ranked in the country, Ohio State not ranked, beat Alabama and then came back the next day and beat, I think, Santa Clara something, and won a little weekend tournament. So the Buckeye basketballers are playing.
I saw
all
that going on when I was over at Coco's like Wednesday, Thursday going into the holiday. And I'm
there,
like, oh man, all these Puerto Rico like, shootouts and Anchorage shootouts, all that.
The Maui Invitational.
Well, they
whatever.
Were down
now,
in
the
Atlantis.
Trip.
They were down
there's
in the Bahamas.
Trip, the Maui Invitational. That's the one you want your basketball team to go on. You say, whoo, let's do that.
Yeah. When
anyway,
I see them playing at odd hours and they're all wearing Lays, I know like that's,
right.
That's a junket that's, trip for you college supporter types.
That's,
you know?
That's the way to go. That's what the boosters pay for, I guess.
Well,
that's
the
where
Ravens,
the tuition goes. That's where the tuition goes.
At 9-3.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. I was very happy. I was very angry. I was, my son again was telling me to calm down. I was going to have a heart attack. I don't know who the coach listens to when it comes to challenging plays, but there were two that clearly should have been challenged on first downs. And then one, it was clearly a backwards pass that they did challenge. And I'm thinking to myself, who is running that show telling him what to do? I am glad the Orioles do not challenge as poorly as the Ravens challenge. I mean, that was pathetic. It was pathetic.
And I said to Luke, you know, I know they have an operation. Let's get Matt Weiss back here and have him on the button that jiggles Harbaugh's thing,
Something.
throw the flag. But the Harbaugh thing that killed me was the lateral where, like, every time they showed the wide view of it,
Yeah.
Harbaugh standing
Right there.
Literally on the hash. The
Right
ball was
there.
thrown down the line
Right there.
Behind him. It was obvious the ball went
Yeah.
backwards.
Yeah.
Like,
Or flat.
or
Or
flat,
flat.
right? But it was not a forward pass.
No.
That was,
No.
and he should have seen it better than anybody
And
in the
wasted a
building.
timeout in a game where at the end, thank goodness they didn't need it, but we had another lead in the fourth that looked like it was slipping away, and then automatic Tucker misses his under 50 field goal, which was, again, stunning to everyone. But even then, even if he makes it, so they're up six, and I'm seeing Herbert drive down, and we lose by one. I'm seeing a Cleveland Browns ending, and I'm in despair. And then, thank goodness, the defense was brutal. I mean, they were hitting people like somebody said something about their mama. I mean, that game, they were brutal out there. Clowney and Queen and Roquan, they were beating the daylights out of the Padres, I think it is. The Padres, right? The Padres,
yeah,
San
that's a
Diego.
Funny thing, too. I thought the stadium would be kind of empty. I was kind of shocked that there were as many Chargers fans as there were.
I agree.
That
I
there
was
was some
really
noise. They
surprised.
definitely piped some sound in,
They
but
had to.
I did
They
hear
had
real
to.
fans, though. I did hear real fans.
Yeah, but it seems like nobody likes them, but suddenly the place was loud, and I'm thinking, why was this place loud?
And then they got those great jerseys, the baby blue and the
And
gold,
they're
and they
wearing
don't
these
wear them.
navy things.
They wore the Stan Humphries jerseys. What are they
Yeah.
thinking?
Yeah, they should have been in the powder puffs. I got to say, I did like the combination of the purple pants and the white shirt, being a style critic as we're being at the
You
moment.
like that look?
I thought that combination was pretty clean.
I like
I
the
thought it
white
was
on white.
clean.
I like the white on white.
I thought it was
If we
pretty
want a Super
clean. I
Bowl
liked
white
it.
on white, I like white on white, you know, for
I
me.
love the blacks, but the purple on the white on purple looked pretty clean and fresh. And they played a heck of a game. No turnovers. I thought we're going to have two at least. I thought the Zay Flowers run at the end to put it away, I thought for sure Lamar wanted that ball. He was not wanting Zay to take it, and I thought it was going to drop, and that was going to be like an oh my God moment. Thank goodness I was wrong.
Well, I said, you know, imagine the defense. Everybody in the building gets juked out on Zay Flowers running the ball, and he's a wide receiver, and looks like, oh, hold on, Keaton Mitchell's faster than either one of them. And I'm like, well, you know, so all of a sudden there is a speed kills part of this where, you know, watching Lamar, and he doesn't have to run the ball, and I think he's
That's
caught
right.
on to the
That's
fact
right.
that he's a better decoy than he is a runner sometimes,
Yep.
a lot of the time when the game's – except when the game's on the line. And the thing that I pointed out to Luke as we go into this bye at 9-3 with a balanced team, injuries fine, Marlon Humphreys, Stanley's not
We'll
what
be
he
back.
is. They're going to figure Mark Andrews out. But they're in as good a position as they've ever been in 28
Absolutely.
Years of playing football here
Absolutely.
To host games in January. And
we can only hope.
What we've seen with Buffalo, what we've seen with Cincinnati, where we are with Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indianapolis, and they're the wild card teams right now. Pittsburgh,
Right.
Cleveland,
Right.
Indianapolis.
Yep.
And Flacco is going to play meaningful football the next
He's
couple
gonna,
weeks with
he's
a
gonna
good
start.
team. Yes.
He's gonna
Yes.
start for the Browns next week against, I don't know, whoever it is.
They're playing in LA. They play the
Yeah.
Rams.
So he's
yes.
gonna start in a game that they need. That they're going to have to win, and they got beat up. So we'll see. And it's hard to root for Pittsburgh or the Bengals, but you got to root for one against the other and hope. I was hoping for a tie. Again, they tried, but they just didn't succeed.
Well, the Browns record the rest of the way is interesting for Flacco. Cause I know you and I are Joe lovers in general, but at Rams this
yep.
week, and they're spending the whole week in LA.
Yeah.
So that was
Yeah.
part of the whole, like they were in Denver and then they're going. Then they have Jaguars, Bears at Texans, Jets at Bengals. I mean, Flacco could just hand the ball off. They might win three or four of those games with the defense that they have. Now, they had an issue. Miles Garrett was dinged up in the game the other day as well for the Ravens. Madubuike's dinged up. I mean, this bye week for the Ravens
perfect time.
How they've played and the fact that we can beat Harbaugh about challenge flags and his integrity and lies and his brother.
They're playing great. They're playing great ball.
They show up every week to play.
That's right.
You know, win or lose, late in the game, mistakes, not. The offense wasn't great the other night.
Nobody's beating them. Nobody's beating them. That's
and they're not
sure.
beating themselves for the most part. I mean, there's mistakes.
That's how they lost three. That's how they lost three. I think the only team that right now is put in the position to beat us is us. The three they lost, we beat ourselves. It wasn't a loss there. I mean, the Colts didn't beat them. Pittsburgh didn't beat them. They shot themselves in the foot on stupid plays. So you clean up the game. You come out. If you can have meaningful football January in Baltimore, specifically Kansas City, I think that's a road test for Mahomes. I'd be willing to entertain and enjoy. But they got a few gate. Look, I don't know if it's the hardest, but it's damn near the hardest schedule in the NFL for the Ravens the rest of the way.
Well,
it is,
but they have this week off, and that's different than most of the other teams, right?
Right, but. Man, look at the schedule. There is not an easy game in here. Not an easy game. You'd say maybe the Rams, but I don't think so. I mean, they played well on Sunday.
Stafford
can always step up and play ball. I mean, they didn't win a Super Bowl for nothing.
Well, we're going to see them play the Browns this week. So that's going to be a great game we're going to be watching. Leonard Raskin is here. He is always there for you at Raskin Global. Tell everybody what you do. Give me your elevator speech about the American dream and trying to help folks. And you don't have to be rich to call Leonard. You don't have to have $1 million. Like, just have to want to
take care of your money.
Get right, as Rod Woodson would always say to me.
Take care of your money. You want to make good decisions, prudent decisions about what you're doing with the paycheck you get. And, we don't have to have perfect performance. We just have to have excellent performance. Going back to the Ryan Day story. But what we do is we help people understand how their money works. We help people understand all about their benefits, all about their cash flow, all about their taxes, all about their wills and trusts, their insurance. We examine every part of your financial being, and we help you put it in good order, and we help you make winning decisions. And we help you have the life you want to have, the American dream. So you can go out to the stadium and watch the Orioles. You can go watch the Ravens. You can travel if you want to watch a road game. If that's not your thing, great. Go to the Hippodrome, see a show. Go to the Lyric, watch an opera.
Don't see Kiss Wednesday night.
Are they at CFG? Yeah. Kiss?
Yeah, Kiss.
Kiss. How old
you
are
you? You wanted
guys?
The best. You got the best.
How
the
old
hottest
are those
band
guys?
In the world.
Woo! Woo!
Kiss.
Kiss.
There. Is that good?
And they'll be in full makeup, full regalia. Can you imagine at, what are they, 70? Gene Simmons, is he 70 now?
Plus, yes. It's a little bit more on the lip sync side right now. You
think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit more on the lip sync. Yeah, a little bit
come
more
on.
Like that.
Come Millie
on.
Vanilli
I'm telling you.
Millie Vanilli?
I know things.
All right.
You know.
All right. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about you're a 70-plus-year-old man, and you are sitting in a chair. How long does it take to put the star on your face and the makeup on? Does it only take like 10 minutes now because they've been doing it so long? I mean, my goodness, can't they just come out without the makeup and just do it? Everybody knows who they are. What are you bringing your 7-year-old that doesn't know who Kiss is?
All right, so Leonard, I'm going to leave you with this week because literally right now, Greg Landry at Towson Transfers took the tape recording that I made with Paul Stanley when I sat with him.
Yep.
I sat with Paul Stanley. It's 25 minutes. It's from 1990. It was in his hotel room.
Yep.
I was giving him a hard time about there not being girls in there, like the rock star thing. And sure enough, girls are banging on the door while we're talking.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
I've told my wife this story forever. I've never played the piece. The recording I have was a little bit speeded up.
So
Greg is going to slow it down. So Paul Stanley sounds like Paul, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm working on that, but I found the tape. And it literally was when their makeup was off. And it was the last time their makeup was off. And then within a year and a half, 2 years, they put their makeup on. First time I saw them with their makeup on is a Ravens story. It was 1996. The Ravens had just come to town. They had just put the makeup back on. They played 10 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. I scored two tickets for the first night, and Kevin Eck and I jumped in a limo with Steve Everett from the Baltimore Ravens, and we went to Madison Square Garden, and we watched Kiss play. So there you have it. So it involved Steve
Everett. I don't
remember
them ever playing
fan.
Without the makeup.
They
I really
played,
don't.
They played 10 years without the makeup. And
that's
most
crazy.
Of the 80s. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
Animalize, Lick It Up, Heaven's on Fire.
Oh,
all
my
of that
goodness.
Was without makeup. Absolutely.
See,
good.
Totally,
go watch those
totally,
videos.
Yeah, that's totally past my brain. I didn't even realize.
I look at you and
at
my blood
point.
Boils out. You were too busy making money, meeting your wife, doing all that. This is about from 83-ish to about 91, 92.
Wow.
They were, yeah. They
That's
were unmasked
crazy.
Is what
That's
they were.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
So when
well,
I sat with Paul, it was just
go.
Me and Paul. Paul was in some Hyatt bathrobe looking like a rock star. He had just gotten out of the shower. We ordered some chicken and broccoli and we drank a carbonated beverages as I remember it. And he was very, but people said Paul Stanley was as nice to me as anybody. I'm going to leave you with this too, because this involves my father. Because sometimes, you know, all of you, Dennis, all my sponsors, give me some fatherly advice, and you do that with money. My dad said to me in 1978, 79, I joined the Kiss Army after Kiss Alive 2, all right? So I ordered this jacket, and my dad said, Kiss doesn't give a damn about you. Kiss doesn't care about you. And here's where I am. All these years later, John Harbaugh doesn't care about me. Steve Bisciotti doesn't care about me.
Right.
But Paul Stanley invited me up to his suite, bought me dinner, was very Kiss loved me. Ace Frehley was nice to me too. So Kiss liked me more. My father was wrong about that. My father was wrong about sports caring about me.
I'll leave you with a last thought that you may not have known. Do you know that Gene Simmons is considered by many one of the top estate planning advisors, life insurance salespersons in the world?
He's written books on money. Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
You and Gene have
Simmons.
A lot in common. Yes, you manage
Gene
money.
Gene Simmons, selling insurance and planning people's estates for ultra-wealthy individuals, selling life insurance to people to transfer their wealth to their heirs efficiently and inside of the confines of the tax code, and then putting on his makeup and getting out there, making it happen for the young of the world. There's
I met
a
Paul Stanley a couple times, but I've never really talked to him. Like, I was always more like, I knew Paul a little bit, so I was a little more drawn that way.
Yep.
I got a picture of Bruce Kulick too. But for me, with Kiss and Gene Simmons and the TV show and all of that stuff, it's just they were the first band I loved. They
there
were,
you know,
in the attic in Nelson, my cousin Nelson's house on Tyndale Road in Lauraville. We're going to be at Coco's this week. He put Kiss Alive on, put it down. And I heard hot, hot, hotter than hell. And I heard Deuce. And then, you know, so all these years later, go
That's
see
it.
Kiss. Enjoy Kiss. A kiss to Leonard Raskin for the holidays and the Ravens this week at 9 and 3. Find Leonard Raskin at Raskin Global. And, of course, you can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive. Hey, it's bye week. Okay? The Ohio, towel off a little bit. Go watch some hockey and we'll
That's
reconvene
it.
next
That's
week.
It.
All right?
You got it. Beautiful days. Beautiful days ahead.
All right. Man, you got me telling old Kiss stories. I'm going to get my belt buckles at. I can tell Kiss stories all night. Listen out for the interview with me with Paul Stanley. I'm going to run
Absolutely.
It on NST this week. It's going to be out of Baltimore Positive by the middle of the day on Monday. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.